I'm Norman Gilliland, and Brian Wallach is with me. He's going to be performing with the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra tonight. He's going to be performing the Egyptian Piano Concerto of Saint-Saëns, and welcome. Is this your first trip to Wisconsin, Brian?
Thank you. It's actually, I think it's my second. I played at a small chamber music festival on Madeline Island.
Oh, yes.
A few, I believe that's in Wisconsin,
of,
right?
Yeah,
Wisconsin.
I thought so. Yes.
So this is my second trip to Wisconsin.
So this Egyptian Concerto Saint-Saëns, do you think there are things Egyptian in it, or is it just a name? You hear an argument
about
this.
This is an interesting debate, but the second movement certainly has Egyptian, it has Oriental harmonies. There's a sort of an Oriental scale that he uses, that often in music, if composers use that scale, it's used to represent sort of Oriental sounds. And there's some kind of, I don't know, you can't even say African or Egyptian. We don't really know what Egyptian music is. Or, I mean, we've heard the typical flute sounds or things in the movies, but
hard to do that with a piano.
Yeah, he took trips through in the later part of his life, and he went to parts of Africa. And, you know, I don't know if he did anything on the realms of Bartok and used sort of Egyptian ideas. I don't think so at all. It's a very sort of Western piece, but it's the second movement has some characteristics that you could consider Egyptian.
So, well, you know, it's up to you. You can use your imagination there. Oh, that sounds Egyptian to me.
Yes, and perhaps in the third movement there's some talk that it's sort of the start of a riverboat that might be moving through
down
the Nile. Mm-hmm. And you can hear that sort of starting up and chugging from the beginning. So some association.
It's a concerto you can have some fun with.
Yes.
Do you consider yourself as a pianist and a world-traveling pianist? Do you consider yourself as a specialist at all? Or 19th century, sort of your home base, or no?
Well, it's probably the most home for me, the big 19th century works. But I get bored very easily, so I'm just as happy to play Beethoven and Bach or something modern, Bartok, Barber. That's not even modern by today's standards. But
it's only 100 years old.
But probably my most natural presentation is these 19th century works.
Well, here's one. Here's one that you recorded probably not too long ago, I'm guessing, which is one of those collaborative things, a collaboration between two people who never met, one being Franz Liszt and the other Vladimir Horowitz.
Yes, no, they didn't meet.
Except here in this piece, which I'm gathering is pretty thorny because, of course, Horowitz was quite the virtuoso. Liszt was quite the virtuoso, and it's a confluence of the two.
Yeah, but Horowitz transcribed a number of Liszt's works, and he just sort of took more difficult works and made them even more difficult.
Thank you.
So,
well, here we go. Is there any particular difficulty that you would like to point out before we hear this Rakoczy March?
Not really. I mean, it's got a lot of the technical bells and whistles that pianists can use. And in a way, Horowitz knew how to use them. Some things that sound really difficult sometimes aren't that difficult. So he was actually very clever about how he did things. And then other sections which maybe don't sound that hard or even more difficult. So it's a smattering of...
You can, again, it's kind of up to your imagination as the listener as to... Is this one of the difficult parts he was talking about, or I think it's all relatively difficult in this performance? Brian Wallach with the Liszt Horowitz Hungarian Rhapsody No. 15, Rakoczy March.
Thank you.
Is that, would that be a fun encore piece? Do you use that for encores?
Yeah, I have used it. I won't use it tonight. So.
Well, so what sort of things are you going to be playing, you know, after tonight? Or what sort of, you are still headquartered in South Africa, and your concert before this, I think, was not exactly in this neighborhood.
Yes, well, I was here about a month and a half ago. I was playing a recital at the Ravinia, right, at the festival there. And I was playing an interesting program, the anniversaries of Verdi and Wagner are this year.
Sure.
And I was playing a recital that used two Verdi transcriptions and two Liszt Wagner transcriptions. Great composers that really didn't write any piano music. Right. And so we've got Liszt to thank for bringing some of those tunes to the piano.
That was his son-in-law, after all.
Yeah.
Extra motivation there.
Exactly. So, yeah, I was playing a recital loosely based around those two opera composers' transcriptions.
There's, a Benjamin Britten centennial this year, too. Young Apollo is on the program tonight.
Yes, yeah, that's beautiful,
a little out of the way,
interesting piece. Yeah, it's I heard it last night for the first time. I didn't know the work, but it's really unique and really wonderful.
I should mention, by the way, that this concert is tonight at 7:30 in the Capitol. 8 o'clock, I am told, but for you, yeah, 8 o'clock tonight at in the Capitol Theater at Overture, and it's almost sold out. So if you're interested in getting tickets, you know, move quickly, because it's going to be, looks like, a full house tonight with Brian Wallach, the centerpiece, you might say, providing the Saint-Saëns. You know, so many people have done this next piece that we're about to hear. What kind of spin do you think you bring to it, Brian?
What kind of spin? Well, this is a famous transcription by Rachmaninoff of this famous Flight of the Bumblebee by Rimsky-Korsakov. But this is a transcription done by Georgi Zifra, who was the legendary, crazy Hungarian pianist.
Yeah, right.
And he had one of the most phenomenal techniques and facilities. And he also did a number of transcriptions, probably most of them even more difficult than the Horowitz transcriptions, because he had more technique than Horowitz. Some of them are just almost unplayable. But this one's playable. Very few people can play it quite as fast as Zifra, but I hope I do some sort of justice to the ability to play it.
Well, here we go. Flight of the Bumblebee, originally, of course, by Rimsky-Korsakov, as arranged by Zifra and played by Brian Wallach.
Thank you.
You just have to kind of recover from even hearing a performance like that, let alone playing it.
Yeah.
That's a lot of notes in there to cover in a short period of time. Is playing fast a particularly difficult thing about that piece, or are there other things going on?
Well, a piece like that, you don't really think about it. You have to spend the time practicing and getting it up to speed. But once it's, you can either play it or you can't. And once it's there, you just sort of start and it just comes out. And if you haven't done the practice, well, a lot of things in between sort of fall by the wayside. But hopefully if you've done the work, it's one of those pieces that, in a way, you don't have time to think about anything. So it's all sort of reflex. And
just get it into your fingers.
Yeah, and once it's in there, then it just sort of plays itself.
It's not like you're going to have sheet music for that one.
No.
Well, it should be quite a concert tonight when you play the Egyptian. That's the fifth of the five Saint-Saëns piano concertos, and a concert that also includes, with the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra, Young Apollo, Beethoven's Fifth. Am I leaving anything out? That's about it. That's enough. I think that's enough for one evening.
That's a lot,
Brian Wallach will be holding forth there in the Capitol Theater. It's going to be an extravaganza and a pleasure to meet you.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll look forward to your next visit to Wisconsin, whether it's Madeline Island or down at this end of the state.
Thanks.